Yeah, I think that it's been great to watch like where we've come since we did our first study in 2008. So it's just been just phenomenal growth across the Commonwealth, and we've had amazing success. We're really investing in our local communities, supporting our local farmers, and continuing to grow as an industry. And it really, you know, the fact that we brought over 2 million people to Kentucky last year across the Kentucky Bourbon Trail is just a fantastic number, because we're growing the Commonwealth as a whole, we're building the tourism industry, and we're building a worldwide reputation for Kentucky. So it's just really fantastic to confirm how much we've been able to grow.
Is there, and of course there's a lot of things cited in there, but is there, I want to say, one particular something that's been the key for bourbon over the years?
I think like the key thing for us is probably twofold. One is the tourism and expansion of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. So we have a record-setting number of sites on the Bourbon Trail now, and have had over 2 million visitors for the first time. But you can only bring in tourists and have the Kentucky Bourbon Trail if you have bourbon. So I think the other key thing for us on that second point is the number of barrels that we have here in the state. We're now at over 12 million barrels. You know, there were times in the history of the Commonwealth where we were in the hundreds of thousands back in the, you know, dip in the late 80s. And so to see the growth that we've had, that's a really key factor for us, is that continued growth and number of barrels that are being produced.
Now, I didn't get a chance to catch Jonathan Schell, the Ag Commissioner, he talked about corn. So for farmers, I mean, you know, it's significant there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a massive for farmers. So I've got the numbers that I can give to you. So for farmers, we purchased 13.2 million bushels of wheat, rye, and other grains, and we purchased 28.3 million bushels of corn. And close, in between 70 and 80% of that every year comes straight out of Kentucky. So that's really important for Kentucky, our Kentucky farmers, and flows over into the counties where there might not even be a distillery.
So now you mentioned that there, in your remarks, that there's, you know, there's still room to grow. There's always room to grow, I guess, right? So what will it take to grow even further?
Yeah, I think to grow even more, it's just, you know, that continued partnership that we have here with all of our legislators and the governor. I mean, if we don't have support at the base level by our legislators and our regulators, then, you know, we have handcuffs put on us, you know, in terms of growth. So that's really important. Also having the support of our local governments where we work and live and where we're building our facilities is really important for us. So it's really a lot about relationship building and having that foundation so that we can continue to grow into the future.
How many more distilleries will pop up in Kentucky in the next 10 years?
10 years? I think at least 15 to 20, maybe more. We'll see. So we're at over 100 distilleries now, so which is a fantastic number for the state of Kentucky. We're ranked 11th across the country in terms of number of distilleries per state. But I think another 15 to 20 easily in the next 10 years.